to God Heals Me, a program for busy kids. Hi, I'm Juliana, and we've got a fun story to tell and an important lesson to share. Be sure to listen at the end of the show for a special web address, where you'll find information about an exciting new activity book created just for kids. It teaches us all how to live a healthy, happy life. But for now, sit back, relax, and enjoy the program. Thanks for tuning in. Here's our storyteller, Uncle Charles.
Thank you, Juliana. Let me ask you a question, listener. Are you clean? And more to the point, is being clean part of being healthy? I think you'll discover that the young boy named Philip in our story today knows the answer to those questions. How did he learn them? Let's find out. I don't know about you, but I like to play games that require a lot of jumping. You know, like soccer, dodgeball, fort, and football. Maybe it's because I run and jump a lot. Mom often says to me, "Philip, you jump around like a kangaroo." All I know is that I enjoy seeing how fast I can go, how far I can leap, and how high I can jump. Hey, I'm an active kind of guy. One thing is for sure. After all that running and jumping, I end up pretty dirty. Besides sweating like a waterfall, I get mud, dust, and grass stains all over my clothes and face. Pigs are clean compared to me. So when my mom calls from the back door, "Philip, time to come in and wash up for supper," she means it. I need some major washing. Actually, I need some major scrubbing. I play hard, I work hard, and then I scrub hard. After a busy afternoon jumping around, when I look in the mirror in the bathroom, I think to myself, "Wow, that's a lot of dirt and sweat. Will it all come off?" Thankfully, it does. All the grime in my ears washes away in the warm water of the shower. Even my hair becomes loose and floppy again after being held in place by layers of who knows what. It's like I'm a new person. "Well, hello," I say to my reflection. "Haven't seen you for a while. You look like one clean machine." Our pastor at church says there are two things that will make us dirty: playing hard and sin. No, sin doesn't stain like grass or get stuck in my hair like mud, but the pastor says it can put a stain on my character. It can make me selfish and unkind. Sin can cause me to hurt myself and others. Yep. Sin is a dirty business. Well, we know how important being clean is to our health, right? We can jump in the shower and wash away all the grime and mud and dirt we've collected during the soccer game or the big race or when we roll down the hill playing log. By getting rid of all that dirt and stuff, our skin can breathe in oxygen and keep us protected from many diseases. A clean body tends to be a healthy body. But what about unhealthy sin? The pastor at church says that Jesus wants to wash away our sins by forgiving us when we ask for forgiveness. He says Jesus is waiting to help us remove evil, mean thoughts from our minds and replace them with thoughts of kindness and love. It's like we're getting cleaned from the inside out. And he says, a clean mind tends to be a healthy mind. So, if you find yourself kind of dirty with mud and sin, maybe it's time for a good scrubbing. Allow God and your shower to transform you into a clean machine once more. Great lesson there from Philip. Thank you. With King David, we can ask God to wash away all my guilt and make me clean again. Psalm 51:2. Everyone can use a good scrubbing from time to time.
Thanks, Uncle Charles. Now, I'd like to invite everyone to stop by GodHealsMe.org to check out a new book filled with stories, games, and puzzles to help us all live a healthy, happy life. Here's the best part. This important information comes straight from the Bible. It's fun, exciting, and I promise that you'll learn something new every day. Remember that web address, GodHealsMe.org. That's GodHealsMe.org. O-R-G. Until next time, this is Juliana and Uncle Charles wishing you lots of health and happiness. See ya!